created to have some fun together, sharing and singing. So, join and enjoy!
Our love for opera brings us together. Thanks for being with us in this trip.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much, opera lovers, for following us. Today, we have a very special program, a very short episode, because today we are talking about singing classes, singing lessons that Katia will be offering for all the community of opera lovers. So before we jump into the details, why don't we say hi to Katia? Hi, Katia. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ricardo. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And let's talk a little about this opportunity of taking, if you allow me from my perspective, one of the most beautiful things that life can bring into the life of a human. The opportunity of singing. Remember, everybody, that we chose the word "we love singing" because we really love this art. We love listening to it. Of course, if you are able to sing, you love it even more. And bringing this opportunity to people to be able to sing properly with an adequate level of technique, it's very important. And that's very much what Katia will be doing with people who would like to engage into these lessons. And don't think that we are improvising it. This is something that Katia has experience in. So why don't you share with us a little of your experience as a singer and your experience in teaching young, well, I was about to say young singers, but not necessarily young, let's say newbies, and not necessarily newbies. I know that you have experience with a broad range of singers. So why don't you share with us a little of your experience, both in singing and in teaching singing?
Sure. Well, we were talking a few minutes ago that I've been singing about 20 years.
Around 20 years ago. Already, yeah.
Yeah, I've been singing about 20 years ago. So I think that we could say that I have a little bit experience. And as a singing teacher, I've been working around 10 years. I've had the chance to work with people that wants to sing in a karaoke with their friends, young people that wants to get into the university, into the La Nacional de Música here in Mexico. So I think that it's been a great opportunity for me to work with different kind of people and different kind of needs. When you teach, you learn a lot.
It's very interesting that you already mentioned it, because if you're interested in learning singing, you can do it for a variety of purposes. You can do it because you are the directing a chorus, maybe a child chorus, maybe youngsters chorus, maybe adult chorus, or you're part of a chorus, or the example Katia just shared, maybe you just want to perform well in your karaoke on the weekends, but moreover, to take care of your instrument and do not hurt it. It is very important that you have a professional by your side, so that your voice is well taken care of. Why don't you share with us, Katia, a little about the importance of having a good teacher who will take care of the student, but moreover of the voice?
Yeah, it is important because if you are playing a guitar or a violin, you could make a bad use of your instrument and you are able to replace it for a new one. But if you hurt or damage your voice, you will never recover it. So singing classes are important, not just for singers, but for even people that needs to take care of their speaking voice. I've worked with theater actors. I've worked with teachers that need to use their voice a lot, and they used to end the day with a very tired and exhausted voice, and you need to have a good spoken voice to have a healthy sound The right teacher for you will help you, will guide you to find your sound, your natural voice, will help you to make it develop, to make it grow, but will never force you, will never make you feel exhausted.
And the duration and the number of classes really depends on the purpose of what they are pursuing, right? Of course, if you are interested only in your spoken voice because you make intensive use of it, as in your example of teachers, professors,
it's not the same when you want to prepare an audition. That in the case of a teacher that only needs to talk, right? But the main thing here is that probably in the case of a teacher, we could only work once per week. If you are preparing an audition, maybe we have to work twice or three times per week. But you have to practice every day. That's the truth.
That's very important. I think we mentioned it in programs earlier, but the voice is very jealous. And if you don't warm up your voice, if you don't work with it a good number of days per week, the voice is going to be jealous. And when you want something out of it, it will just not work. Your si bemol will not be there if you have not trained enough. So it is important that people are aware that they need to make a commitment to themselves and to their voice. The extension or the frequency, as Katia just mentioned, really depends on the purpose that you will be pursuing. But I think it is also very important that we mention that singing can be a long life career. You may never stop studying because your voice evolves the same way your body evolves, same way your voice is evolving. Of course, the needs of your voice will change with time, but don't think that if you take 10 classes, everything will be resolved. Moreover, if you want to do it professionally, it really takes time. You really need to give time to your voice to mature, and to have a singing teacher by your side is always important. And from that perspective, what I wanted to share with you, and of course ask Katia, is if you could tell, for those interested in taking those singing lessons with you, how would it be? Where do I start? If I depart from zero, or I just sing traditional or popular music here in my country, I approach your shop, you buy me a coffee, and what comes next? What is going to happen? What is Katia going to do with my voice?
What are we waiting from the singing classes?
Yeah.
Well, it has to do a lot. It has to do all of it with your purpose. It's not the same when you want just to tune up your voice. That make it's just an example, a career as an opera singer. But in the first class, for the first levels, let's mention it like this, we will be listening your voice. What do you need? Probably you don't have breathing problems, but you need to work with your diaphragm. So we will focus the first exercises to this purpose. We will work your tune-up. We will work methodology. We have lessons before start to working on a piece of music. We will probably work on lessons because I think it is the one of the most correct ways to approach of real singing. We will vocalize, of course, because it's like start to warm up the voice. It will make it more elastic. It will help you to approach to different technique resources. And of course, we will have repertoire.
And now that you mentioned that that could be for beginners, but I understand that you are open to receive students who have already had a singing teacher and maybe they were not comfortable working with him, or they had just to interrupt those lessons because they moved to another city or country, or whatever happened in your past that leads you that you are not really a beginner. But you still can go and ask and take these lessons with Katya, am I right?
For example, right now I'm working with probably three guys that are studying music in the university. They are singers. Well, they're pr preparing to be opera singers. And many times they're not understanding what the teacher is requiring from them or from their voices. So I have to check what is the teacher looking, and we work on that specifically. So we can't have a higher level class too.
Yeah, and I think that if you all feel like you want to give it a try, let me tell you, and I know that Katya will agree to this, really, singing is like, I wouldn't like to say medicine because that implies that you're sick, but I could
Therapy,
say,
perhaps?
yeah, therapy maybe, because it can bring so many things to your life. The sense of accomplishment when you say, "Hey, I want to sing this," of course, in the limits, in the natural limits of your instrument. But that sense of achievement, that sense of feeling fine with yourself, that sense of saying, "Hey, today I feel a little sad. Why don't I sing something that meets my mood?" And you are actually able to do it is something that I can call a gift. So the opportunity of giving your voice that opportunity of doing that would be, from my perspective, the best invite to join Katia's lessons. What would you like to add to this invitation, Katia?
I think that taking this idea of therapy, it's not just the way that it can help me to express myself. I think that to be a singer makes you grow as a person and gives you a strength that you couldn't find somewhere else. It's not the same to play piano, to play violin, to play guitar, and stand on stage behind your instrument. You are the instrument. And to sing always pushes you to grow as person, and you get security on yourself. Singers, we are very strong and secure people.
Yeah, because otherwise, you have to,
Have to
your
face
face,
a lot of things
the
as a
public, the
singer.
audience right in front of you. There is nowhere to hide. Yeah,
Yes,
that's correct.
yes.
So, you people may be wondering, okay, so I am interested, or I may have a relative or a friend who would be interested in starting these singing lessons. How do I proceed? You know that we have our page in the Buy Me a Coffee site. You go to Buy Me a Coffee, look for our site. You also can find it in the link in the description of all our programs. The link is there in case you don't get it, because the name is in Spanish, Opera en 1P. Opera, E as in Eduardo, N as in No, number 1, P as in People, Opera in 1P. That's how it is hosted there in Buy Me a Coffee. You go to the shop. And in the shop, you will find the item of the lesson classes. Of course, the number of them will you will need to have that conversation with Katia. I know that you will have video calls for those lessons. So don't worry, no matter where in the world you are, there will always be a chance for you and Katia to agree on a time and when you will meet. And to just take it from there, it's going to be very easy because the Buy Me a Coffee website accepts different types of payments. So don't worry, the country where you are in, it's very likely that Buy Me a Coffee is able to process that payment so that you can start those lessons when you feel comfortable with it, or invite somebody you know who would take great advantage of those lessons. Something else that you would like to ask, Katya?
Please never think that it's too late, I'm too old, I'm too tired. You will do this for yourself and it will give a plot twist to your life.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody. Thank you very much, and see you in another program. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye.
We're posting more content in our profile in Ko-fi. You can find us there as Opera We Love Singing, all in one word. So go to Ko-fi, K as in key, O as in opera, dash, F as in food, and I as in ice. We'd love to see you there.